You don't need me to tell you that an awful lot of big events, big gatherings, big fundraising events that take place around the city have had to go virtual or online in some way, shape or form this year. Not so the annual Bridge the Gap Walk, which is a walk around the city to raise money for two of our favourite charities here in Cambridge, the Arthur Rank Hospice Charity and Romsey Mill. As I say, that one is not going virtual, and it is taking place. I'm joined on the line by two of the Bridge the Gap committee members. I've got Angeline Lyons and Melody Brooker. Hi to you both.
Hi.
Hi, Neil.
Hi, Angeline. Let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about what's different this year, how it's going to work.
Well, this year, what we've got planned is a really lovely activity that's going to start at towards the end of the summer holidays. So it'll hit that last August bank holiday and then run through to the 20th of September. And it's a specially created route walking around the city centre, just picking out some really wonderful things and interesting things about the city that you might not have noticed before, even if you've lived here for decades. And it's going to be a really accessible way to enjoy the city, enjoy time outside, whether that's as a household or a socially distant group or just as an individual.
Okay, so we're not going to get 2,000 people on Parker's Piece, but people can go out in as you say, in socially distanced groups and do a proper walk around the city. So there is a pre-planned route as with Bridge the Gap normally, yeah?
Exactly, yeah. We're going to provide details of the route as well as clues and a quiz sheet, interesting things to help observe the city in a walk pack, which we're going to get to anyone who registers in time for that bank holiday weekend.
Okay. So normally Bridge the Gap would be first Sunday in September, but this has been available for a finite period?
Yeah, people can register any time from now all the way up to, I think, midnight on the 20th of September is the last point at which you can register to get sent a pack. And we're suggesting that one registration covers a group of up to six people, whether that's a household or family or whatever kind of configuration. And it's £20 per group.
Okay, that sounds highly reasonable. And in terms of this pack, then, this is where Melody comes in. Because, Melody, this is kind of your thing, isn't it? You do this for a living.
Well, I do, although under COVID restrictions, there's not much of a living going on. But in my parallel life, I run a corporate events company called Live the City, which has been running for 15 years. And we specialise in delivering interactive activities that enable people to explore cities. So it's part sightseeing, it's part clue solving, it's part quiz entertainment. And when everything fell apart in March and we all sat around the committee table for Bridge the Gap thinking, it might not happen, I sort of had a bit of a light bulb moment and thought, well, it can happen. Maybe I can bring some of my skills from the other side of my life across and provide people with a different way of exploring, a different way of seeing things. It works brilliantly for individuals, families, team building groups as well. So I'm really hoping this could appeal to corporate bookers, whether they participate in small groups or as family units. But I'm really hoping this will broaden appeal and keep us going a bit. Yeah.
Well, so many companies are having to all work virtually. People haven't seen each other face to face for months, have they? And this, in as you say, like teams of six is a great way for a company to just get back together.
It really is. And also, I don't think people have seen this city.
No.
I mean, it's another thing. I think I've been in and out a few times to go to the shops, but you tend to sort of scuttle in and scuttle out again. And it's still there and it's still beautiful. And actually, it's a really good time to explore because it's not that busy.
No.
In the street at the moment. So, for family groups, for small groups of colleagues who want to do an activity together but still socially distanced, it's a really nice way to just get out and reconnect with the city and reconnect with each other. So that's what we're really hoping it will deliver, and I'm sure it will.
Okay, so there's a dedicated booklet that people will get in either printed or digital form once they register, and there's also a podcast, though, isn't there, Angeline, for people who don't want to take part, still don't feel comfortable going out, maybe still feel that actually I'm going to stay shielding.
Yeah, so everyone who registers will not only get the walk pack, but they'll also get access to a special podcast episode that's been put together that's going to highlight some of the features of the route. So as a kind of a heads up of what you can expect out and about. But it also sheds some more light on the work of Romsey Mill and Arthur Rank Hospice Charity. Here's from a few people from those charities about you know, what's been going on with them for the last few months, and about what it means that people are supporting through taking part in Bridge the Gap.
Now, I've got to say, my good friend Tony Barnfield from Cambridge 105 Radio has been instrumental in helping to put all this together. And he, along with Melody and his archive of recordings, there's some really great stories and great clips about the things you're going to find on the route. So this podcast is a real treat. I mean, if you can't go out, if you can't do the walk, you really can still take part in Bridge the Gap, and you're still raising money for these two charities, which I'm guessing, both of you, one from one charity and one from the other. I'm guessing it's tough times for both charities, for both Arthur Rank and Romsey Mill at the moment, yeah?
Yeah, it really is. I think all charities are experiencing the same thing. We can't fundraise in the normal way. Activities still have to continue because the groups we support don't stop being vulnerable just because it's a global pandemic. In many cases, the situation's made worse. So this has to continue and it has to go ahead. And we're so glad we're able to find such a good way of making it happen, really. So, yeah.
And as we know, every time we talk, Angeline, the numbers at Arthur Rank are eye-watering, aren't they, every year, in terms of what you need to fundraise?
Exactly, yeah. And as Melody said for Romsey Mill, it's the same with Arthur Rank, that you know, life-limiting illnesses don't pause just because there's a pandemic. And so my frontline care colleagues have been carrying on, forging ahead, providing the special care that we're known for to many patients. And similarly, challenging fundraising landscape means that we're looking at a deficit of around £700,000 this year. So myself and my colleagues on the fundraising team have had a good chance to be creative, thinking outside the box about how to go about continuing to fundraise.
I think this is a great way of doing it. And it is actually a walk. That's the beauty of it, is it? You're not just sitting at home feeling like you're out on the walk. You're doing it. You're walking the streets, and as Melody said, it's quieter out there. It's going to be a lovely way to do it. If people want to register, and they are going to want to register, how should they do that? What's the mechanics behind that?
The best thing to do would be to head to the Arthur Rank website, or just to search Bridge the Gap through a search engine, and you'll find all the details and how to register there.
Fantastic. All right, so that's any time from the August bank holiday weekend through the 20th of September, and then either side of that's not going to be running. Is that right?
Well, what I would say is it will be running because it's a self-managed activity. So once you've registered, once you've got your pack, you can do it whenever you want. That's the beauty of this.
Right.
So it's a rainy day on the Sunday you'd plan to do it. It doesn't matter. Do it next Sunday. Do it at Christmas. Do it whenever you want. This has been made and constructed to give longevity. Things aren't going to disappear overnight. The clues will all still be there. The sites will all still be there. So one thing I'd really try and impress on people is do register. Make it a Christmas present for someone if you want to.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, you're stuck for the family October half-term activity, or you're stuck for a stocking filler for someone. This will really, really fit the bill and support two fantastic local charities at the same time. So lots of opportunities to use this.
Excellent, excellent. Well, it's great to hear that Bridge the Gap is taking place this year. I love it. I think it's a superb way to spend a Sunday. But as you say, you can do it on a Wednesday evening if you really want, if the weather's nice. Listen, Angeline, Melody, thank you very much indeed for coming on and talking about it. Good luck with the event, and let's hope it does raise much-needed funds for Arthur Rank Hospice Charity and Romsey Mill. Thank you both.
Thanks so much. Thank you.